Question.
Who is going to take over Mr. Norman's position?
Question.
Who is going to take over Mr. Norman's position?
A.
Ms. Liu filed her taxes today.
B.
It hasn't been decided yet.
C.
The job was over their head. I didn't realize it had come open. Whoever it is will have their work cut out for them. I've just received an email from the personnel department. It won't be Mark as he's been transferred overseas. I'm thinking of putting my name forward.
Number 1.
Why were you late for work this morning?
A. I ate a light breakfast, thank you. B. It was repaired recently. C. You have me confused with Helen. D. Just about now. E. How did you know? Number 2.
How are you getting to the conference tomorrow?
A.
It's the day after tomorrow.
B.
We get to do a lot of things.
C.
I hadn't thought about it.
D.
That's the difference.
E.
Fine, thank you.
Number 3.
What do you think of the designs for the new office?
A.
I wish they'd asked for my opinion.
B.
I work in the Springfield office now.
C.
Construction is scheduled to start in a couple of months.
D.
I haven't been shown them yet.
E.
It's in the sink.
It hasn't been decided yet.
I hadn't thought about it.
No announcement has been made yet. I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm afraid it's not in my line. I've never done this before. Emmy is in charge of the issue. How about asking Mr. Johnson? How did you know? Who told you that? When did you hear about that? You have me confused with Helen.
It's the day after tomorrow.
I thought the conference room could have been bigger. I heard they may need reworking to suit our needs. I'm afraid they don't quite match our original specifications. They couldn't be better for our purposes.